You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Los amigos, it is another edition of the Sports Hangover, and of course it's Thursday, which can only mean one thing. Torture for Jordan the intern, happiness for Sarah, and we're at Vinny's. 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie, where we are each and every Thursday. Stop on by for the steak special and others. We'll get into that here as well. NBA playoffs continue. Two games tonight, two games last night. One team gets pieced out. The other, almost a catastrophic injury if you're a basketball fan, which we'll talk about. Of course, with the Warriors and Rockets, the Lakers still in the news. No one wants the job. Well, at least the people that they're offering the job to, apparently. We'll talk about the Tyronn Lue situation there as well. Shamit Dua, Bourbon Street Shots, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We will talk with him all things NBA in the playoffs. And, of course, as the Pelicans get closer to the NBA draft lottery, it is Tuesday. 7:30 is when it happens. I'll be here. You'll be here, hopefully. We're going to have a watch party here at Vinny's next Tuesday night, 7:30. Come here and watch and have a little bit of fun. Hard to believe it's just a couple of days from now. Maybe, maybe not. The lovely Sarah will be here. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you sound thrilled. Yeah.
I'm really thrilled. What do you mean? It's Thursday and I get to pick on Jordan.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, the smile on your face is incredible right now. Are you going to be here next Tuesday night?
Yeah, I'm here till 7:30, so everybody get here early.
You can actually have fun then when the draft lottery is actually taking place at 7:30.
No, I'll be going home to go to bed.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Because I do back Wednesday morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I see. What do you want?
I might not be able to come Tuesday now that I'm thinking about it.
Good, you're fired.
Why now?
Because, no.
That could be your
school
day.
School-related, though.
Uh-huh. Hey, that could be the day that makes up for the day that you missed that Thursday.
What's wrong with you now?
I have a biology exam.
You know what?
Wednesday. At what time?
Wednesday.
What time on Wednesday?
Yeah.
8.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, my God.
Studying.
Uh-huh. And what are you doing Monday?
Studying.
You don't need Tuesday. Yeah. You have all day Tuesday. You have all day Tuesday.
No,
you could be here at 6.
What are you going to learn Tuesday at 7:30 that you haven't already learned either now in the semester or over the weekend?
Have you learned anything in your school
a
day?
A lot.
Well, that tells us how much studying has actually been going on.
Jordan is fired.
This is what I get. This is the kind of
fired.
Effort I get on a day-to-day
basis. Well, you know
what?
Nothing could put me in a bad mood today because I submitted a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, that's what you were doing the last Thursday when you weren't here,
When do you get out of school?
Next Wednesday.
He's counting down already next Wednesday. So the biology paper.
The biology exam's the last one.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
So next Thursday, there's no excuse for you
not
to be in a good mood.
None.
All right.
So you hear that, ladies? We need you to be here today.
He has no time to concentrate today. He'll be down to two Thursdays. That bet is still on. We're trying to get join the intern a date here at Vinny's. If you walk in any Thursday we're here.
Come on, ladies. You can do this.
And you ask Jordan on a date, Sarah and I will pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it could be a really nice dinner. Yeah. Like, you don't even really have to do anything. You just have to say, hey, I'll go on a date with Jordan. You could lie straight to his face and tell him how cute he is because he's not.
Wait, wait a minute.
Wow.
That's not going to help him.
It would, though, because he would still get the free date. Like, that's the bet.
No.
Yeah, that's the bet.
No.
That was the bet. There was no part of the bet that said that she actually had to like
that's
him.
That's not a bet.
Still unacceptable.
She's a good-looking kid.
Thank you.
Come on.
Well, Gus, that sounds. Please just.
What?
Don't say that.
Okay, we're going to change this to guys or girls can come in and get a date with
that's
Jordan.
That's terrible. You know what? I still have faith in you, Jordan. We got a couple of Thursdays left in this month.
Jordan, did you hear that last Thursday that I got asked to go on a date?
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Mr. Ray.
He called in actually the next day.
He did say that I'm not a man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mr. Ray had it.
Congrats to him.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You're all bragging, but you were kind of rendered speechless when Mr. Ray was serenading you, essentially.
Okay. don't even play games, guys.
I'm not even playing games. You were speechless.
We will talk about this later off the air.
And you were like, you just were like one word McGee.
Okay, so today's special
is the steak.
That's
we know
thought.
That.
Is
this,
you know what, Jordan? At least I got asked out on a date. Yeah, you haven't even had a female come in here.
But yet.
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 I doubt it's going to happen.
Well, you look. Yes.
Anyways.
Yes, exactly. Tell us the special.
Steak special today. 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, side salad for $12 all day. Kitchen's open until 2:30. Mm-hmm. Happy hours from 3 to 7. Tomorrow we do crawfish, and we're going to start doing by order snow crab legs.
Ooh.
In
on Fridays?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's a Monday special, right?
Yeah, we're going to keep them on Mondays.
See,
but
pay
you can
attention.
Also get them on Fridays now too.
Oh, wow. So Monday and Fridays.
Yep.
Awesome. Snow crab legs are kind of small, I think.
I'm dying.
No, they're huge. Why? What's wrong with you? Why are you sick? yeah, that's.
Yeah. Do you have a Windex wipe?
Yeah,
so
little,
we
have some
I'm
wipes
I'm going to cough
here.
All over this yeah. for the next person to come in so that they
fantastic.
Can.
Fantastic. Once again.
Have it.
She is just. She's sabotaging.
I just like sharing.
You know what?
Okay. I like sharing.
No, I actually think it's the opposite. I think a little jealousy is going on right now. I think you don't want to share your Jordan. I think you like your Jordan all to yourself. And the last thing you want is somebody walking in and taking your Jordan.
That's
so,
right.
I'm done with you.
Yeah, there
you're
she goes.
Fired.
The lovely Sarah. Thank you
no,
for
I'm
your time.
Anywhere. Yeah, I'm not done. No,
okay. Well, I don't really know what else we can talk
oh,
to you about.
Oh, wait. There was other things. I'll come up with it next time.
I'm sure.
I'll be back in an hour.
Wow. We can't wait.
Time it.
Bated breath.
12:06.
Once we rebuild everything, the tornado is going to come right back through. So.
Wow,
Jordan. Wow. At least I show up to work.
Well, he's here.
I'm here.
Oh, last week he didn't.
He has school. He's a
Who
student.
Who gives a crap?
That's my. On that note, here, go.
I said.
Go do something.
All right.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what, Jordan, you
yeah.
fail.
There we go.
I actually didn't. My teacher said that I did really well.
You always come back with something, don't you? I'm going to go tweet about
he's,
you every
he's witty.
Year.
Yeah, go ahead and tweet. Go ahead. Let's see who gets more Twitter followers
still
today.
Still liking that you're going to go to McDonald's on this date, according
I'm
to
I'm fine with McDonald's. McDonald's is good. Not,
yeah, I mean,
it's
I'm,
good.
The fries are good.
I'll take
Poor
McDonald's
girl.
All day.
Hey.
Poor girl.
Hey, it's the conversation, you know? You never know. He's a conversationalist.
Yeah.
What would you conversate about?
Yeah,
anything.
If you came back with a yeah. That,
anything.
You need a little more than that, though, next time. Okay? We're good?
Come up with all right. what you're going to conversate
Captain.
About.
Okay, Captain. There she wow. goes, the lovely Sarah. Yeah. 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Got a pair of NBA games tonight, a pair of NBA games last night. Want to take your phone calls and comments on a lot of the different storylines from that as well. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. As also, don't forget, this weekend is rookie minicamp for your New Orleans Saints. It's not just the rookies. It's a bunch of camp invites and things of that nature. So it's a large number of players that are going to be there. But obviously, the draft picks, the undrafted rookie free agents and such will get an opportunity to be there, Jordan, and kind of see for ourselves just the first time a really, you know, if we get to see any practice. I don't know, but you know, some years we do, some years it's the stupid locker room, but that's fine. OTAs, though, around the corner, hard to believe. A couple of things that just came to my attention when I looked at the calendar in front of me. A friendly reminder of what Sunday is, and judging by what you just uttered out of your mouth without saying it, you also, like I just realized, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was the
following
week.
You told me last week I was going to get something
yeah.
over the weekend.
Dude, I thought it was the next weekend. Dad's texting me right now. He's like, you're good Sunday? I'm like, huh?
Cherries, berries.
Just anything.
Anything.
Yeah, you got to get something. Okay?
Flowers.
Something. Okay? We did this last year. You waited till the last day.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that was Mother's Day.
Yeah, well, it was probably your mom's birthday. It was something.
Yeah, it was my mom's
yeah.
birthday.
Yeah, exactly. You had to bring something. Anyway. A friendly reminder to everyone listening, Mother's Day is Sunday. And for those people that just feel it's just your mom that gets a gift, if you're married to someone and they had your baby, that is a mother as well. I've seen this go back and forth, this battle on Facebook and on Twitter, and I can't for the life of me understand what's so difficult to understand this. Like, my wife.
Yeah, you get your wife something.
It's Mother's Day yeah. for her on Sunday. She gets a Mother's Day gift.
It's not like Carver's going to be.
Before Carver, grabbed. She got one from Einstein. She got one for, you know, I mean, yes. I'm serious. I see this all the time. It's like her friends have had this discussion. Other moms, females. There's some husbands that don't give their wives gifts, only their mothers. I'm like,
that's a little
they
weird.
Had your kids. That's literally the definition of being a mother, last I checked. So hopefully we don't have that many listeners like that don't understand that. But anyway, Mother's Day is Sunday. Also, not this coming Tuesday, because the 14th is what? NBA Draft Lottery. The following Tuesday, join the intern where you and I be at, I don't know, I think, what is it, 9-ish, 8-ish, 10-ish? I don't know. We don't have the exact times just yet, but we do know that Tuesday, the 21st, well, we can't be there because I think it's Thursdays, yeah. Anyway, they will be out there, OTAs number one.
Wait, already?
Yes. We only get to see once a week, remember? So it's normally in the past it'd been Thursday, so it'd probably be next. I just realized that. They're basically down to this Thursday and next Thursday. Because there's OTAs the 21st to the 23rd.
I don't even get a summer.
The 28th through the 30th. And you got to be there. Well, I got to be here. So, you're down to two Thursdays for a date. Just realized that. Yeah.
So, wait, next week I'm not?
No, next week you're good. But then the that following that. Thursday we'll probably have OTA going on. You got to be at Saints camp.
Yeah, it's not looking too bright for me. Yeah.
Well, hey, you got plenty. Two shows is 6 hours. 6 hours, not bad.
Well, my buddies are coming back in town from college, so.
Oh, yeah.
They'll help me out.
There we go. Need wingmen? Is that what you,
oh, yeah.
you need?
Yeah.
So apparently open airwaves to an open invitation isn't enough, huh?
No.
Okay. Anyway, yes, Saints OTAs begin not next week, but the following week. So, yeah, we'll have a chance to actually start seeing, quote-unquote, practice in just 2 weeks. So it's right around the corner when you look at it. Super excited about that get into here as well. So a lot of storylines to kind of touch in here. Your guest list, real simple. Shamit Dua, like I said, Bourbon Street Shot's going to talk to us at 12:30. In a 1 o'clock hour, Mike Triplett from ESPN.com is going to stop by somewhere like the bottom of the 1 o'clock hour. The open invite is here for him, so he's going to come in. And we'll discuss some, storylines coming up in the next couple of weeks of players to keep an eye out on. There's some NFL moves being made here and there and some other storylines as camps have opened up in terms of rookies and then, of course, their OTAs and things of that nature. Saints, one of the later one of the last teams, really, to start their off-season conditioning program and everything. So a couple of teams are a week or two ahead of where New Orleans is. So we'll touch on that. In the 2 o'clock hour, got a pair of NOLA Gold players that will stop by. Jordan, we'll ask them just exactly how we should go about getting you over at training, as they call it, which is their version of practice.
Maybe
they take on San
I'm going to ask
Diego
them if I can break a tackle.
You can ask them. You know, I'm just...
Would that offend them?
No. They'll probably find that very humorous.
Okay.
That you feel that you can break
as
a tackle.
As long as I can make someone laugh.
On a... professional major league rugby team. It's essentially like going to Saints camp and saying, I'll put on the shoulder pads and I'll break a run against the Saints defense.
That's true.
That's it. Okay, I got to ask. You, do you think you can actually break a tackle against the Saints defense? Answer this carefully.
Like one out of 10,000 tries.
You couldn't do it, huh?
I think one.
You still were going to give yourself a chance.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
Blown tackle, huh?
Always a chance.
Really?
It might be very slim, but there's always a chance.
There he is. Anyway, Scott Gale and Tristan Blewett, who apparently could be an MVP candidate for the Major League Rugby season this year. They're going to stop by and talk to us here in hour number three. In the meantime, your phone calls. What's your opinions on a lot of the different NBA topics that are going on? It is. It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of people that cover the league that are saying this could be a fireworks off season. And, Jordan, you saw last night an injury almost made it even a bigger discussion as to what's going on. We'll touch on all of that and more. Just getting started underway here at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. You're listening to the Sports Hangover, where hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without rustling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe without wasting any time at all. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between, because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Visit Home A Tractor today, your locally owned John Deere dealer, specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. HOMA's Clayton Homes.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in to the conversation. A little NBA playoff talk. We'll talk with Schmidt Dua here coming up at the bottom of the hour. I don't know, what's the bigger story to you? Is the bigger story some of the game action that's taking place, or is it in Lakerland? Just think about this. So Milwaukee yesterday... Milwaukee took care of the Celtics. And the fallout has been quick in Boston. And the fallout has been pretty critical of Kyrie Irving. Whether it's a column, whether it's a story, you name it. It is absolutely, positively one-sided. In that it's basically Kyrie Irving's fault. And remember, we've been talking about this on purpose. How we're going to look at this when it comes to the Anthony Davis trade. We were looking at the Celtics postseason run. And one of the things that I was keeping an eye on is how did it go? How would it go? Would there be moments, especially in the Bucks series, where you would sit there and look at it and say, hey, maybe if that Anthony Davis, right? So many people have been assuming that the best thing that was going to happen or that you wanted to have was Kyrie Irving come back, and then they add AD, and then they trade Jason Tatum, and you can get some of the younger pieces and all that. But if he leaves Kyrie Irving, do you think it's reasonable that you would have Danny Ainge... sit there and say, okay, go ahead and take some of our younger pieces and not. The thing is, as a lot of the other analysts have been saying throughout the week, this team is better when it's not a ball-dominant guard like Kyrie's been. And, I mean, I saw the stat. What was it, 102 points in the five games with Milwaukee on 104 shots? And he didn't shoot the ball particularly well, yet he kept jacking up shots. After the loss before last night, I think he shot 25 times. His response in the press conference was, I should have shot it 30 times. So, it's interesting, to say the least, where they're going to go and what they're going to do, Boston moving forward. Will Cain has a show on ESPN. There was a promo I heard this morning and during the Dan Le Batard show in which, you know, he says, hey, if I'm the 76ers and I'm the Celtics, I am blowing up the Pelicans' phone right now, bombarding them with trade offers to get Anthony Davis. The Celtics tonight are a two-point underdog at home to Toronto as the Raptors look to close them out. And again, I mentioned it yesterday. It's kind of funny when you look at how it's covered. I mean, yesterday, you know, on First Take, I was telling Jordan and you guys yesterday on the show, you know, the headline is, you know, should Joel Embiid be traded? They're blaming Embiid. Yet this morning you listen to Stan Van Gundy when he was on Golic and Wingo, and he's talking about, hey, could Jimmy Butler and Anthony Davis be paired with LeBron in L.A.? That's their best-case scenario. He thinks, as a lot of people think, a lot of top free agents are not going to go to L.A. and play. And that was a huge storyline yesterday. First, here's Kyrie Irving on not meeting the expectations.
How disappointing is this? No, you know, you guys were picked to go to the finals, or you wanted to do great things with this team and this organization, and how disappointed are you?
I mean, you know, truth be told, it's no time to be disappointed. I think that, you know, you take your lessons, you take your whooping that they handed us, and you move on.
The other thing he said later on in a press conference, too, was, you know, looking to move on to the next thing, which, of course, was being taken by a lot of people as he's out. Wants to go to Brooklyn, wants to go to the Knicks, maybe the Lakers as they go there with LeBron. He's a free agent. So that's one storyline. What do the Celtics do? How many of those young pieces in those draft picks that we all assumed or think that will be a part of an Anthony Davis trade proposal will actually be a part of that now? Are they better without him? Are they better with him? Is Marcus Smart part of it as well? All these different things. There's a fantastic column that was written on ESPN. Jordan, I sent that to you and Brian to read. And it, through chronological order, goes through what happened with the Celtics this season. This was a team that went to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals for 2 years, and in this season looked nothing like the team that the expectation levels had. So that's definitely a storyline. That said, I think the other storyline out of this is you're seeing just how good the Bucks are. Chris Middleton, one of those young Bucks. See what I just did there? On the Milwaukee basketball team. Jordan shakes his head. Along with Giannis. A lot of people kind of doubting just how good, how serious. Remember, not Golden State. Milwaukee had the NBA's best record.
No, I don't think so. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to doubt us, and that's the world of basketball, you know, and that's the world of media, you know, disrespect. There's going to be people that are going to be with us, and there's going to be people that are going to be against us and don't believe in us. But at the end of the day, we realize that we've never been there before. But we're really, really hungry to achieve our goals. And that's all I can care about. As long as we go out there and play hard, and we really don't care about what anybody has to say. I just care about what my teammates say, what Chris, EB, the rest of the team, and Coach Bud says. That's all I care about.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. I love hearing him speak. In the last couple of days, you've really seen I think a growth and a maturity out of him, what to be elite. And again, it's a great read on leadership and what it takes. It's what we talked about earlier this week with Brian. It's what we talked about yesterday as well with Mark, who was in studio with us. What does it take to actually be the leader? What does it take to be the top three, top five NBA players? You know, what puts you up there in that elite status? Is it the ability to lead? Is it the ability to me? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, 800-998-1003, but if I'm going to call you a franchise, is the definition of a franchise player somebody that can take the franchise to different heights, new heights, championship contending status? Like, what is the definition to you of a franchise player? I think it's an understood of they build around you, but I think it's been almost muddied up in the past to where franchise player is they need to give him the best opportunity for him to win. Does that make sense? I think the media's done a bad job of that, and fans, of saying, hey, because you heard it a lot with Anthony Davis. The Pelicans didn't do enough to help him win. You hear it all the time with LeBron. They're not giving the pieces, or he needs more pieces to help him win. I almost think you should be looking at it from a different perspective. And moving forward when you build the Pels. I don't know. I'd love to maybe one day have a sit down with David Griffin and kind of ask him about this philosophy that I'm trying to, I guess, present to you guys. I think a franchise player is a key element to your chance to contend for a championship. Would you agree with that, right? A key component. That key component can be somebody you can build around. Somebody that gives you an opportunity already on the court, on the field, on the diamond, on the pitch, a leg up on the competition. That's a franchise player. That's a player, or I would say a franchise player is that the guy's going to be the best. The leg up on all of that is one of the top tier franchise players, right? Every franchise has a player you build around or is the best person on the team. Like a Drew Brees for the Saints. Easiest way to go to make that analogy. Yes, he has weapons, no doubt. But for a very long time, and in his time since he's been here since 2006, he has also helped make other people weapons. He's also helped the team probably be better than the talent on the roster kind of put there, right? He has helped grow the talent that's been placed about him. He helped probably make Marcus Colston better, Lance Moore better, Robert Meacham better with the extra practice. You've heard Meacham before on our show here on Thursday say, that guy sits down and sees things on film that I don't, so he's helped me. That, to me, makes them the elite franchise players, right? That's the top five of the league. Those are the guys that I was saying that, right? And I think that's the thing that's interesting when you look at all this. Is Kyrie that? He thought he was. Remember the phone call to LeBron this year? Apologize. AD, we've all maybe assumed it and labeled him that. Is he that, though? Again, his own words. February 1st. I gave everything I could. It's my time to go. I did everything I could. You can look at it both sides. A lot of games they did. He did. Is it fair or not fair to say, like, it's enough here, I can't do it anymore? Giannis is experiencing success in Milwaukee, so it's easy for him to say, hey, you know, we got to fight hard. It's all about a team and all those things. They have put some of those pieces around them here a little bit.
But how much different would it be if Giannis was in the West? That's because I know in the East it's kind of an easier path to go pave your way through. But
I hear you to an extent. At the same time, though, they're the team that had the most wins this year.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So
I agree with
more
you.
Went now, yeah. That to your point, though, the West is so deep that Golden State, and I said this going into this year, I didn't think it was going to be a cakewalk.
Right.
You know, and I still
and I'm
don't.
Not yacking with knocking what the Bucks
no,
did.
I
I'm
agree.
Just saying
and
if they
would
be
different. And the East is harder this year than it
right,
was.
Yes.
But I think when you look at what they do and what they can do, you've seen continuous growth. I think Budenholzer was a really good hire, and the coaching aspect of it and stuff like that. But I guess that's what I'm trying to decipher even in my own head. You know, we say this phrase so much, franchise player, and it's almost like, you know, hey, let's get everything for him to win. No. The organization, you should look at it organizationally. Hey, we have a key piece, a key component. Now let's all win together. And that, I think that's what's been missing with a lot of people in places.
And kind of what you're playing off of when you said what makes a franchise player, you saw Giannis kind of grow this year on what he's saying and how he speaks about
yeah.
his team, how he wants to win within a small market.
Yeah.
He wants to do his own thing. He even declined an offer from Nike earlier in his career so he could potentially get even more money because he knew he believed in himself that he is the franchise player for years to come.
Yeah, and more importantly as well, you know, the whole Hollywood thing, turning that down, saying,
right.
Look, I'm going to approach free agency completely different. Just all these things he understands. And again, it showed a little bit of maturity to that aspect of it. But, man, it's a mess. in two of the more quote-unquote historic franchises that have won, and there is massive question marks. And again, you go back to February, you know, in January when the trade request came from Anthony Davis, and you look at the league right now, I mean, it
could have been in the palm of Anthony Davis's
hands.
You're
talking about stability. I mean, the Warriors look like they're about to break up, right?
I mean, you basically handed the keys to Giannis.
I mean, it's incredible. You look at it, right? I mean, you know, it's all about winning in those two proud franchises. Again, the Lakers haven't won in a while. Celtics have gotten to the finals, and now they face huge question marks as to what their future is going to be. And those are two top franchises in the NBA that have the most banners hanging. It's the Lakers and Celtics. So, you know, it's easy to say the grass is greener somewhere else, but is it? I mean, is it?
Not right now, it's not.
You know? So, you keep thinking, you know, don't you? I know you do. You keep sending me pictures on Instagram, Drew Holiday, AD working out together.
Oh, yeah. There was something yesterday on Instagram where he was in a Pelicans, Pelicans long joggers.
Yeah. If he hated the organization so much, why would you be wearing Pels gear all the time?
Why would you be working out with Drew Holiday?
Well,
I mean, I could see they're buddies, but yeah. I don't know why Drew Holiday would want to work out with Anthony
Davis. It is interesting, though, if he didn't care for the organization. I don't know, but I guess if that's all most of your wardrobe is, you know.
I mean, I guess it is a bunch of free stuff, so it's just easy to
pick
out.
That's the problem with social media. We read into it. Shamit Dua, Bourbon Street Shots, is going to join us. We'll discuss a little of these storylines here as well and talk a little of the NBA playoffs. Feel free to chime in, 800-998-1003. You're listening to The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
The power to run your business just got a boost with E-Tail's all-fiber network. Our local experts are in your area connecting businesses and customers faster than ever. And now, for a limited time, get connected with phone and internet for only $85. That means reliability and fiber speed for your business for only $85. Plus, the local service that you deserve. Call us today or visit etailbusiness.com. E-Tail Business, empowering your business to do more.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
New Orleans Harley-Davidson, your hometown dealership that's bringing the fun back in riding. At New Orleans Harley-Davidson, our single goal is to treat every person like family. And we got the bikes, a large inventory of new and pre-owned. Plus, we can customize any bike to fit your needs. And when it comes to service, we treat your bike like ours. Always wanted to ride? Our riding academy. We'll get you riding safely and enjoying the open road in just 4 days. So stop on by and be a part of the family. 6015 Airline Drive in Metairie. New Orleans Harley-Davidson, bringing the fun back in riding.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bedbugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Up at 4:30, it's game one of a doubleheader. The Division I state semifinals in high school baseball. Catholic taking on Rummel at 4:30. 7:30, St. Paul's taking on Brother Martin. Our thanks to head coach Nick Monica from Rummel, who joined us on Wednesday. Yesterday was Jeff Lupo of Brother Martin, Mick Nunez of St. Paul's, and Brad Bass of Catholics. So all four coaches joined us. Ken Trahan joined us back earlier in the week on Monday and to help preview this. And again, I know there's a little weather in and around the area. We'll keep you posted as to if it affects the start of the games or the games overall. But as of now, 4:30, 7:30, out of two games. What are you smirking about over
You know
there?
It doesn't get affected by the weather?
What?
Wolves.
You know what?
You know, because they live outside.
You better win. I'm just saying you better win. Because if my Brother Martin Crusaders knock off your St. Paul little puppies,
they're not, though.
Just watch. Just watch what happens. Shamit Dua joins us now to talk a little NBA playoffs. Lead writer over at Bourbon Street Shots. Give him a follow at Fear the Brown. It's the way to do so over on Twitter. Shamit, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Enjoying this Thursday before the weekend starts. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. This is fun, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. I mean, my wife loves reality TV. The NBA is reality TV right now, at least reality headlines. There's headlines everywhere. Pel's obviously a huge story right now going into next Tuesday's NBA draft lottery. The playoffs have storylines galore. Where do we start, man? Do you want to start out in La La Land? No one apparently wants to coach the Lakers.
It seems like for the past 5 months, every single day there's been some sort of headline coming out of L.A. that just makes you scratch your head. And just when you think it can't get worse, they seem to one-up themselves. And the recent saga being the whole coaching situation where they were first pursuing Monty Williams and the Phoenix Suns scooped him up underneath them. Then they were pursuing LeBron's favorite coach, Ty Lue, and they couldn't come to an agreement because they lowballed him. And Ty Lue's like, I know what I'm worth, and he walked away, and they didn't anticipate him walking from the deals. And right. And now, once again, they're scrambling. So it's honestly amazing watching them operate.
You know, it's nuts because you have that, and then, Shamit, you see Screamin' A yesterday saying that everyone's telling him that Jeannie Buss is being told to trade LeBron James. I've been saying that for weeks on our show, and that it would make sense. I mean, look, I'm just looking at what they need to do. They're young. That locker room probably doesn't really care for him. I mean, listening to Stan Van Gundy this morning on Golic and Wingo, he's like, look, whoever head coach is there has to know one thing. You are second in the room to LeBron. He sucks the oxygen out of the room. You have to be okay with that, and then you have to try to get players that are okay with that. And it's a tough sell. Even he said that. So you take a look at all that. Do you think that would be the best thing for them to do is to trade LeBron?
You know, I just don't think they have the courage to do it. I think they're going to try to ride it out and try to build something around him. And ultimately, if they want to trade him, this is the best time. He still has a few years left on his deal before he can opt out. He probably can get the best return at the moment. But I don't think they're even considering going down that road.
It's just crazy. Jordan showing me an article on SB Nation. Do the Lakers even want LeBron James? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's such a turnaround in one season's time from all the excitement and expectation level and all of that to what took place. That's on one coast, Shamit. Now let's go to the East Coast where Boston, that's another disaster, I think, in waiting here. Yeah, Brad Stevens saying he did a terrible job. Kyrie Irving sounds like he has 2 feet out the door. You have Jalen Rose on Get Up yesterday morning saying he thinks teammates will help him pack to get out that locker room. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's a messy situation there. I think it's a product of Kyrie being Kyrie over the course of this year, where he had quite a few passive-aggressive remarks in the media towards some of the younger players, and then he was a little bit distant at time from his teams. And now in the playoffs, he made that bold proclamation of, you know, I'm here, this is what I'm here for, this is my moment. And after he struggled for a couple of games, he said, I'm not worried about this. You won't see another night like this from me again. And then he proceeded to follow that up with two even worse nights. So he really struggled in these playoffs, and I think his presence wore a bit thin on some of the younger players. Ultimately, I still think the best solution for that team is not to move away from Kyrie, because he still is a top 10, top 15 talent. Those young guys are not. And it's easier to get him and another star, and you can potentially compete in the East, than it is to try to build around some of those younger guys. And I think that solves both their problems. if the younger guys are butting heads with the more established players, well, you trade all those younger guys for a guy like Anthony Davis.
That's what I was going to get into. I mean, what do you do if you're Boston?
To me, I still go aggressively after Anthony Davis. I don't think that Kyrie is walking unless he comes to me, I'm Danny Ainge, and tells me to my face that I no longer want to be here. Until that happens, and I don't think that's going to happen before free agency starts, until that happens, I am pursuing every opportunity to make the roster better, and I'm viewing the trade for Anthony Davis as trading for both players. If I secure Anthony Davis, I secure Kyrie. And to me, I'm trying to pair two superstars so I can have a dynasty going forward in the East, because once you have a foundation of those two players, it's not hard to see them trying to attract a third star. Like, who wouldn't want to play with two players of those caliber?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it's definitely going to be interesting to see Boston trying to be as aggressive as they can, because I thought looking at this postseason, if I wanted Celtics pieces, if I'm a Pels fan, I wanted Boston to play, get deep into the postseason, and maybe face an opponent where you go, aha, if we had Anthony Davis, that could be that last piece. And, you know, two games ago, not last night, you really saw Giannis kind of take over. And as I said to Jordan, our intern here, said it didn't need to be the case whether or not AD could have stopped or helped combat Giannis. The other team just has to believe that he would help in that case in battle against Giannis. And I think that's what sort of we saw from that aspect of it. Let me ask you this, though. Will Cain from ESPN had this, and it's a promo that's running the last 2 days. And he's saying, if I'm the 76ers in the Celtics, I'm blowing up the Pelicans' phone with offers to try to get AD. Do you think Philly could be a possibility?
I would love for them to be a possibility. Frankly, the more teams that get into this bidding war, the better. It's just the best outcome for the Pelicans. Now, I'm a little bit skeptical on Ben Simmons. I used to be very high on him, but after watching him perform in this playoff series against Toronto and even last year against the Celtics, he's now had two instances where he's been absolutely limited by really good teams. And if that's going to be Simmons going forward because of a lack of ability to shoot, then you worry about committing a max contract to a guy like that. So I wouldn't trade Davis straight up for Simmons, but I do think Philly can make the offer very enticing with Simmons and maybe some other young players or picks. Or, hey, here's a hot take. Do they offer Embiid straight up
Davis? Yeah, I was going to ask you that because yesterday, again, first take, this is what they do. They're blaming Embiid and they're wondering if they should trade him.
Go for it. Yeah, I would take Embiid in a heartbeat. I think the major concerns with Embiid are his health, and there are maybe some off-court discipline issues. They say he has a terrible diet, and there was a rookie that was assigned to bring him 4 cookies and cream milkshakes every road trip. So, but I think Embiid is one of those players that you could build around with the Pelicans, and I would take him. I think, honestly, that trade makes a lot of sense for both teams. Embiid is being completely outplayed by an aging Marc Gasol at the moment. I don't think that happens to Anthony Davis. I don't think Anthony Davis disappears in the playoffs. Even against the Warriors, he averaged something like 27 points and 15 rebounds. And Davis is a proven performer, and I think, again, this series is showing there's still a gap between a guy like Embiid and Davis. And if they're trying to build a team around Simmons and Davis and they bring back Jimmy Butler, that's a great recipe in the East.
Shemit Dua at Fear the Brown, lead writer for Bourbon Street Shots, chatting with us. Jordan, just gave us a great insight there. I didn't even know that.
I mean, are they large?
Yeah, I want to know where
cookies and cream.
Where are my cookie and cream? Milkshakes.
Four milkshakes. Every game on the plane.
This is
insane.
Wow.
Yeah, you've been interning 2 years. You haven't brought me any.
I was supposed to get my snowball 2 years ago. Yeah, haven't had my snowball.
You haven't earned it yet. That's for me to give.
My cookies and cream milkshake is for me to give also.
All right. So. Anyway, let's move over to the other side of things. When you're looking at Toronto and Kawhi Leonard, you know, obviously this week you see the report, Shemit, of, the Raptors have done enough for Kawhi to seriously consider him staying there. Do you think that's something that if he does stay there, then the Raptors maybe try to add another piece or so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at every team in that division, and you can make a case for all of them, including the Knicks and the Nets. And, yeah, if you're Toronto, obviously Kawhi is a superstar. He's playing like the best player in the world right now. But, you know, Kyle Lowry is on the wrong side of 30. And Serge Ibaka is also getting up there in age. And Siakam's a really good young piece. Behind that, they don't really have a whole lot going on. So I think Masai Ujiri in Toronto is absolutely about trying to secure the most amount of talent as possible. So you can definitely see them being aggressive.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to sort of see. You think Raptors take care of the 76ers tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're just the better team.
The other series, Nuggets Trailblazers, that play tonight. Why do I get the sense and feeling, despite being a 50-win team, it's almost like every other team's being talked about, and I'm guilty of it too in the postseason, rather than Denver. Like, I don't hear a lot of people really giving, oh, okay, that's nice. They no one's really giving them an opportunity to go to the finals. How good is Denver?
I think Denver's really good. I think they were pushing for the one seed in the West for a reason. They have a really good, young, talented core. That being said, I don't put them up there with the likes of Houston or Golden State. I think those two teams are just a cut above and would give them all sorts of problems in the next round.
It's kind of a feel, too. You know, I don't know if they have enough offense. Does that make sense?
That and, like, you know, when you look down their roster, who do they have that can defend Kevin Durant? Who do they have that can defend James Harden? Who do they have that can defend Steph Curry? You know, it's difficult. They're a really talented team, but when you just match them up with the top teams, and even in the East, like, they don't have anyone that can contain Giannis or Kawhi. So it's just difficult. They're there, they're young, and I think they'll eventually get there, especially if they make some key additions. But I think at this time they're just a cut below.
All right, Schmidt, let's talk about last night's game, the late one. It's Rockets and Warriors. Man, if I'm Houston today, last night I'm kicking myself. You need to win that game. First off, I think everyone in the world didn't want KD to have a ruptured Achilles. It's a calf strain. That said, that's a couple weeks injury. So it's going to affect the Warriors here in a bit, one way or another. It's getting the MRI done today. So the Warriors likely will be playing tomorrow without KD, maybe if it goes through Game 7 without KD as well. But if you're Houston, he goes down in that third quarter like that, you got to win that game, right?
Absolutely, especially with Draymond fouling out. I think that's a missed opportunity, and they're definitely kicking themselves. That being said, I think Houston the last 2 years has designed themselves to combat a Kevin Durant-led Golden State Warriors team. With Durant down, the Warriors become more of the Warriors of the old, with a lot of more ball movement, passing, a lot more creativity and freedom. I don't know if Houston was mentally prepared to go against that last night, and I'm a bit skeptical they'll be ready for it the next game. It's a different team, and it's the team that won 73 games in the regular season, and they're just a different challenge to defend offensively. It's a lot more movement, and Kevin Durant, he's an excellent player, but he definitely hijacks their offense, and it's been needed this postseason. But we'll see if Houston can adjust appropriately.
Yeah, it's just nuts for me. Look, I understand it; it's their DNA, Schmidt. I know this is what they like to do, those threes, but you know, being smarter with the basketball, and you got two guards in Harden and Chris Paul that can get to the basket, are good on that. And for the life of me, I understand it's what they do, but jacking up threes at the wrong time, either when they have the lead or they have momentum, I think doomed Houston in this series. They look back at it, and to me, that's a D'Antoni issue. I mean, I get it. I know that's what they're built on, but you also have to be smart and have basketball wherewithal, where if there's momentum change or if I have a lead, jacking up threes and giving that team specifically transition opportunities to go down. They don't go for alley-oops. They go on transition offense and try to jack up threes their own and make it, and then the place goes nuts. It's just Houston's been their own worst enemy in this series.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think a part of that is Chris Paul just isn't who he was anymore. Yeah. Even the player he was last year before he went down in the series, he's kind of really struggled. Capella hasn't been giving them all that much. With Golden State's bigs have been giving them issues. P.J. Tucker has, I would say, been their second or third best player, which is great for PJ Tucker, but when you're going up against a championship team like the Warriors, like, do you really want PJ Tucker as your third best player? So I think the Warriors, I get your point. Maybe you want the Rockets to adapt their style a little bit, especially if they're in, have their backs against the wall a little bit. Right. But the Rockets got this far because of their style. And I feel like at some point you just got to be confident in who you are. They took the Warriors to 7 last year. And, you know, they were a bunch of missed threes away from winning it, right? And if you believe them, they're a bunch of missed foul calls away from winning them. So I think you got to have belief in yourself and your system, and I think they do, which is why I don't see them changing from it.
Final thing, man, and thanks for the time again. Who wins Game 6 tomorrow night in Houston?
I really want to say Houston. I want to see someone new make it out of the West, but I have my money on the Warriors.
There he is. Shemit Dua, lead writer over at Bourbon Street Shots. Thanks for the time, as always, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
At Fear the Browns, the way to follow over on Twitter.
Yeah, Gus, if I can interject a second.
Sure.
Just got some word. You familiar with Jude Young from Crescent City Sports?
Uh-huh.
To do tonight's game. Today's games between Brother Martin and the Rummel game have been postponed for today.
Okay.
We could get the word tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on the weather, because now there's tornado warnings in Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana. Said the rain's real bad around Sulphur, really bad weather, so we could keep everyone and all our listeners up to date. They've been calling in. Jordan can maybe put it out on the tweet page. No games tonight. As soon as we find out, Jude said he's going to call me or get in touch with you to give the latest updates on the Division One championship games. So I thought I'd pass it to you, man.
Absolutely. All right. So those games have been postponed due to weather, and we will let you know as soon as they are rescheduled. So Catholic Rummel, St. Paul, Brother Martin, Jordan. I'm going to have to wait at least until tomorrow if weather permits.
It wasn't my Wolves that wanted to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they can handle it in the rain, huh? Yeah.
It's just a rumor.
Yeah.
On Jordan. Yeah.
It was probably all Holy Cross's idea.
Holy Cross? They're not in.
Brother Martin, sorry.
Exactly. Hey, good job there, buddy.
No, everybody
Brother
be
Martin.
Safe,
yeah, I'm
man.
Sure. Yeah,
everybody
exactly.
Be safe.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
You know
appliances. Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of lumber and masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80- or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Plus, get delivery to your job site for just $20 when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. Subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
A two-part conversation with the great Bobby Hurley about his storied career as a player and now as a coach.
I think I had a really unrealistic perspective as a player.
so much goes into it. It's so difficult.
Plus, the top chef in Minneapolis makes a bold claim about his city's culinary scene.
The food, especially in our town, I think is the hottest food destination in America.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. We are live over at Vinny's. We'll be here Tuesday as well. 7:30 is the NBA Draft Lottery. If you can't stop on by today, see the lovely Sarah. You can do it on Tuesday. She'll be here as well, as we'll have ready a little specials and stuff. We'll let you know. We're going to have a little fun. So come on out. Watch the NBA Draft Lottery with us. I can't think of a better place to hang out. Jordan, the intern, even though you have a biology test or something?
An exam, the final.
Wow.
The next day.
Yeah.
I might come out and I might go to the show
from
12 to 3.
Uh-huh.
And then I might, you know.
Okay.
Go over to a family's house on this side of the lake and study a little bit.
You could study, and then you just come here. I mean, it's a half hour. The lottery's a half hour.
But the half hour turns into a
two-hour. Oh, here we go. That's true. Half hour turns into an hour or two. No, here we go.
Here comes Sarah.
Well, it was a drive-by commentary.
Yep. Whispered in my ear.
Yes.
More like a scream in my ear.
Yeah, pretty much it is. It is. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in into the conversation and give us a take on some of the storylines in the NBA playoffs. It really is remarkable, though, right? I mean, when you look at the NBA to where it's going to be, this is like sort of reality TV with some of the things that are going on. Brad Stevens yesterday in the post-game press conference.
Probably the part that eats at me the most, right? 12 years, been a head coach for 12 years, and, you know, we let go of the rope more and cracked more than we probably should have, and we need to be better than that. But the team that doesn't crack usually wins, and these guys just kept again pounding at us. I'll be the first to say that this is, you know, as far as any other year that I've been a head coach, it's certainly been the most trying. I think I did a bad job. Like at the end of the day, like as a coach, if your team doesn't find its best fit together, that's on you. And so I'll do a lot of deep dives into how I can be better.
Do you think it's Brad Stevens' fault? He had a tinker with the roster. Jason Tatum's been benched. Different lineups as well. It's hard when you have a big name, big time athlete on your team. Right? Kyrie Irving's not there. Brad Stevens never had this issue, did he? He got a bunch of people to work together last year and the last season before that, and everybody shared the basketball, and everybody was kumbaya. Right? A hard-working team, played defense, did all of that. You have Kyrie Irving move in, and it's hard. You want to retain him, you want to have him be a part of your future. You envision him in AD. Which is why I always say, is it the best thing to do to try to go get high? I'm talking about in free agency. I'm not talking about if you draft these guys and these players. But is it what's best? Is it what you should do or not? Which is why I keep saying, when you build the franchise, and this is what David Griffin can do right now with the Pels. You're starting from scratch. You can choose how you want to go about it. Mixture of young and veteran talent. Sure, that's probably the quickest way to start winning. Who's going to be your foundational pieces? It's going to be the guy that's going to, you know, carry you on his back when the games get tough and tight. All those different things. I'll continue to discuss this a little bit more and play some more sound from last night's game all the way around. A couple of people just kind of giving a lot of takes and ideas here as well. Want yours, 800-998-1003. Coming up bottom of the next hour, Mike Triplett's going to stop on by. We'll talk a little Saints as well. Rookie minicamp this weekend. We'll touch on that as we are live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Don't forget, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Lips as sweet as...